So, yes. Mr. Rao, yeah. Thank you very much for coming to Auroville Radio and giving us some of your precious time.
Well, thank you very much. Auroville Radio is one of the important in the country. Auroville has its specular, position in the country. And more so, when you talk about the environment, the Puducherry state and the contribution that the radio is making in making people aware has a special significance. That's why I thought that I should be here on time.
Very kind
to
of
be with you.
You were on time.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself. You founded the Center of Media Studies. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was more than 30 years ago. When I did my PhD, we thought that with the radio and television going around the country, nook and the corner of the country, we should be able to develop faster and more equitable society we will be able to build. But that has not happened. So I thought there is a missing link in the country. That is the participation of people, the awareness, not merely awareness, but the enthusiasm to take part in various developmental endeavors and the concern for the effects of governmental programs. Because not all of them, they seem to be development, but the development is a little topsy-turvy. So we thought that there is a need for a research-based advocacy, not merely advocacy without basic hard facts analysis of why certain things happen in the country the way they are happening. So that's why we started this Center for Media Studies, and we have very young, enthusiastic researchers, social scientists, demographers, economists. We have a combination of specialists with
us. Do they help in policy making?
Well, yes, we do contribute to a great extent in policy making. I can give you an example for the girls' dropout in the country. It was the research that I did in 1982 in Madhya Pradesh. The study was why the girls were dropping out was the study. But when I brought out that the toilet is a very important thing, people laughed at me. It took 7 years to go that message from Baroda, where I did the research, to travel to New Delhi policy people. But once the policy people adopted it, it didn't become get implemented. It took another 10 years.
Oh my God.
Thereafter.
17 years.
So 17 years we lost for a simple common sense initiative. You don't need research actually.
Tragic, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly. So that's one example to give you. Then I can give you several other examples in terms of the radio and television policies, how they are imported models. The kind of a content model that we are following television, had we really adopted the model that this country needed from bottom-up model, that the community radio is now taken up in more recently in the country, we would have gained 20 years ahead. So we are 20 years behind in that process. So we have not been able to make use of instruments that we have created for the purpose they have been created, because of this missing link of people. There are people who are in need of certain things. There are people who want to provide, but they are not able to reach the right time, right type of people. So the family planning or population policy is another example where we did a lot of work there and brought out the how to target or how to reach out the real people who really need the delivery of not merely the messages, but the services. Message alone is not enough. Services are as important or more important. Only then people can adopt to new lifestyles. The lifestyle is more important today. The mindset of people is very important today. So unless we are able to address that, so the CMS, what we are doing is that. That is, that's how, in fact, 20 years ago, when we did, based on all this research, we questioned ourselves, what did we do? What is the use of all this research if it is not going to be converted or useful for applied point of view? So we have identified the environment as the core of the issue.
Okay.
If we could make people understand the implications of climate change, for example, climate change is a global concept. But when it is gets converted into an individual level or a family level or a community level, it means different things.
Quite so.
Only then people can adopt. So the behavioral change is what eventually we need to be concerned about. And that's what the CMS, by taking to Watavan, idea of Watavan is a very unique. Nowhere else in the world, the visual media is used so elaborately, bringing in all stakeholders in on one platform.
To take action.
To take action. So that the children, the youth, the adults, the policy people, all of them, the experts, sometimes what experts are talking doesn't make sense, although they're talking meaningful from their point of view, but for a common person, it doesn't really mean
much.
So that's what we are trying to do by having this Watavan festivals across the country. We already had 32 locations, and this is a 12th year.
So I was talking with Nishpriya earlier. You hook up with universities, you hook up with NGO organizations, and basically this is an ecological film festival.
Yes.
There are also other activities. Tell us a little bit about all the activities.
Yes, we are trying to network with the schools, children of the basic and primary education level, as well as high school level, more so, and get them. You see, we are fascinated. For example, when we did people to write what they understand about climate change, the way the children express themselves, what they think about climate change, makes far more sense than what adults make sense out of climate change. So we found that children
are more sensitive,
and they have more imagination of what at that level, at their level, what they need to do
and
to adapt.
And why did you select the environmental? Why is that an important message to you at this stage?
Yes, that is the core of the development. You see, it's a core of the future. If you don't understand the larger concept of environment, the five elements of nature, respecting the elements and being friendly rather than trying to tame them to your selfish needs, that's where the problem starts. And if you don't make them understand this linkage, the greed and the need, the difference between the two is vital, and that can be made at the early age.
They're more sensitive.
More sensitive.
Yes.
And only then we will be able to think of it. So future, sustainable future,
yes,
is possible only when you take the environmental. So we have focusing on the environment because of this issue, because that encompasses the larger development. Holistic development is possible only when you address this issue. It is, so far in India, environment is a separate, you know, is a kind of something,
a hobby
or a fashion or of a few people, a few pockets. It's not so. Everyone need to be concerned about
it's
it
the
everyone
earth we need stand on
exactly where we stand, you know. The more recent report of WWF brings out very alarming trends. In the last 40 years, since 1970, our rivers, our wildlife, 50% of that has been vanishing or in the process of so. Now, if that happens, the soil or the land, the water,
the air,
the forest, the air, everything gets affected.
Absolutely.
So that means where do we stand? And we live on that. Our future.
So you have bravely taken this up.
Yes.
And you're bringing it to the school.
Absolutely.
And you feel that the youth is responding and is aware?
Well, I think they're far more responding than the big babus.
Yes. Well, it's their life. They're growing.
Yes. So, in a way, we are becoming more and more passionate in this mission, irrespective of who is joining us or not joining us.
Fantastic.
So that's how we are carrying forward for the last 12 years, no matter who is supporting us or not supporting us.
That's great.
Because if you start looking for support, then you lose the track.
Absolutely true.
So that's what...
You know, Oroville, 40 years ago, when it was a desert, everybody thought we were mad. They would come, look at us and walk away.
Yes.
And now it's a lush green forest.
Yeah, everybody is now praising.
But
and it has become a model.
Yeah.
Certainly, it is being looked forward world over, not just in India, but world over. Oroville has made a name for the...
On greening a desert.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Greening a desert.
Mm.
So that's why we have come here, because there is a message that needs to be taken from here. But the only thing is, it should not take 40 years.
It shouldn't.
Now that we have gained insights, what kind of efforts are required, we should be able to bring it down, maybe 4 years, maybe 40 months, something like that, in elsewhere, depending upon the local situation, local and larger habitat.
I hope, I'm very involved in solid waste management. It's something that really always bothered me.
Yes.
And I always feel like if one could spread. That's why I'm quite delighted by the Prime Minister's recent efforts
yes.
in bringing this up into the open.
Yes.
Because there's been efforts before.
Yes.
But, the whole layers of society and all the complexity of India makes action sometimes
Absolutely.
Very slow.
Even more important message that is inherent in that is, in that program is, the governments have made citizens depend on government
exactly.
for everything. Things that they need to attend themselves.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
The government has made citizens depend on it.
Mm.
I blame the government for the kind of programs that they've initiated. When we have adopted the 5-year plans or the freedom movement, one of the basic essential element is citizen-centric. That is, you should look after your neighborhood, you should look after your surroundings, you are responsible for it.
And perhaps not centralize all the waste because they
yes.
can't deal with it.
Exactly. You are responsible for your surroundings, not the government.
Exactly.
Now, dependency syndrome on government for everything
is unhealthy.
Is the problem.
But isn't that something from, if you look at the last 40 years of India, India has grown a lot, has developed a lot. I'm hopeful that if this message goes out now, that India will not have to quite suffer as much as, now other countries are spending vast sums to clean up the environment. I mean, India
yes.
will still have a lot to clean up.
Yes, but there is a 2-3 points that I want to add to that. See, first thing is, you should not look as a 5-year program.
Absolutely. It will be a lifelong
It's program. It's a personal lifestyle. It has to become a style, your part of your life, your upbringing.
Mm.
Now, I was coming from Ramanashram nearby. Now, I was reading a book in the early morning this morning. Now, the Ramanashram, the lifestyle is natural living. We have moved away, we are living for others.
Mm.
Rather than for ourselves, for our children, for the next generation. So our approach towards life, towards the future, has become more artificial. In that process, we lost the way. So this cleaning up program should not be viewed as a government program. Government should not be in the picture. It should be citizens, the communities, no one else. And there should not be government money. Because once the government money comes into picture, it gets so many twists and turns by so many intermediaries come into picture.
And the civic pride is actually gone.
Civic pride is the critical element. The pride, now the way you are feeling about Auroville, the pride is what every citizen should feel about himself or herself, about his own house, his own neighborhood, his own community, his own family, and himself or herself.
Correct. And then that can extend also.
That is the total, sum total of all that is the sustainable development. So this should not be looked as a 3-year or a 5-year program. The government has announced that this is a 3-year budget has given. This budget orientation need to be disconnected. This year, 3 year, you're not going to make 3 years with this kind of budget. People are after my pie after the budget.
People are focused on the budget.
Exactly. And you lose 1 year in that process.
This should
not be a kind of a one day in a year. Annual day.
No,
cleaning day.
It's a daily
as if
thing.
Only on that day you clean.
Well, it's a beginning of introducing a subject that before was left to either one caste or somebody else or just beyond my door.
Yes.
I don't see, you know.
Yeah, that's why I look at it as a mindset. Addressing the mindset of people is far more important than the budget that is provided in it, particularly the younger people. So CMS Vatavan, what we are doing is that. That is addressing, involving, making them, for example, they themselves should write the slogan. How do they communicate to their parents, to their teachers? They could do a wonderful job. They're creative people.
Tell us how you connected, how this program came connected with Auroville. Who were the interlocutors? How did it happen?
Well, we had in Delhi, about a few months ago, a program. There was an Auroville group which has participated there and made a presentation about, and we ourselves are aware, otherwise also, that Auroville has this, three things are there. One is, Auroville and Pondicherry is looked upon by the nation more positively than many other pockets in the country.
Oh.
For being closer to the nature, otherwise.
Yes, that's true.
And they have a unique culture, integrated. You know, there are so many cultures are here.
Yes, that's true.
This is a harmony, a good example of harmonious living. No matter where you originate, one originates. But there is absolutely peaceful atmosphere. So that's the second. Third element is, there is the economic and social development indicators. Pondicherry performance is relatively better.
Oh.
Relatively better. So that being the case, it is also prone to the onslaught of the new post-climate change phenomena. In terms of cyclones, you know, the sea levels rising, and the change in the seasonality aspect and all that. So we need to take additional precautions in Puducherry. And Auroville is one of the unique, when you think of Puducherry, Auroville comes first in your mind.
Hmm.
As a good example, a positive example. So that's how we thought that we should focus with Auroville as the nucleus. And it is a more credible, demonstrated model. It's a demonstrated model. It's there for you to see.
So how has it been in your time here now? You've been in Pondicherry University. Tell me some of the schools you've been to.
Priya is the one who has been doing all that.
We started our screenings with Immaculate School. So we have 3-day screening. So today was the second day screening, and we also will have screenings at Kendriya Vidyalaya 1 and 2, the study, Lise Francais, and also at the Aurevile Multimedia Center. So the response has been great, and there has been discussions after the screenings with subject experts on either waste management or on the BT
cotton
and other such issues, and on the so people are taking it very positively, and we also have good examples from our previous festivals also, wherein after seeing the films, students are taking action. So there's a film on paintbrush, which is made of mongoose hair. So when we introduced the film and the subject to the students, one school, which is Sri Ram School, there the teachers motivated the students to take action. So they stopped taking those brushes which were made of mongoose hair. And they also taught them how to identify those brushes.
So that made them one company has to be wound up, which lives on the killing the mongoose.
Oh my God.
They encourage the people to kill mongoose. This is only one example. There are other examples like this in Gujarat. Whale fish is another example where CMS Vatavaran was responsible for saving whale fish, which has become Japanese come there.
And
they
hunt,
and then they kill and leave everything spoiled there, and they take the meat of it out of it and sell it at a high price. So there are examples like that. Tortoises in Bhuvaneshwar or Puri.
Dolphins in the Ganges.
Dolphins, yeah. There's several examples. The red panda in Darjeeling area. There are several examples. But one point that need to be mentioned here is, okay, we have done this CMS Vatavaran here and we go. Then what? We forgot about it?
No.
We are trying to identify certain what we call them green ambassadors. For example, in yesterday, we have identified 3 green ambassadors. One student of what class?
Class 10th.
Class 10th.
Stansford School, who uses paintings as a medium of communication. So she paints messages on environmental conservation, and she has been very famous in Pondicherry. In fact, the school education department strongly recommended that she reserves this.
They motivate other children far better than we do it.
Of course, children can motivate
their children. Yeah.
And how will they connect back with CMS Vatavaran?
No, what we do is we send them back more material.
I see.
Floppies, cassettes with new ideas, new programs that they need to take on. Because the child is growing from not only from one class to another class, the age and their responsibilities in their from their native village, they're going to some other college maybe for higher studies or for a job sometimes. So as appropriate, we have preparing packages, network with them. How many? Some 12,000 cassettes we have sent last year to children, different schools across the country.
Video, music.
Video, these were like a package was made of 10 films on different environmental subjects, and it was both in English and Hindi language. So it was sent to all the NGC schools all across India.
That is one. Second is, we are also trying to identify the local film producers. See, there are excellent creative people all over the country, but they don't get the opportunity of what they make. With their own money, with their own concern, they made something. But what do they do with it? Where do they show it?
Well, what about the internet? Today we have the internet.
But not all of this. Absolutely, that's one of the points. So we are trying to introduce them to television channels, because the television channels also have, now we have 700 and odd television channels. There are local channels. Internet is available. In internet, there are so many. They can create their own domains using the internet. So we are trying to give some ideas what the local issues, how they could put across, so that they don't get discouraged. There are many producers that we have seen where they put their money, their effort, and but it's lying with them.
So you try and create a platform
for them
and for their message
exactly.
to be able to be
and
shared.
Third thing is that the local media, the news media, we are trying to sensitize or impart certain ideas to the reporters how they should report. Now, because the way, it's not what I call the awareness trap. It is not saying that so many people died. headline, so many people. That's not, that's a old way of reporting. Mm. Now, why and how it could be prevented at different levels? Mm. It's not just the police that could be prevented.
Mm.
The government has not done anything, is the last
it's
sentence in the reporting.
It's more of a responsible and critical and analysis to move forward.
Exactly. Move forward is what need to be the new way of reporting. An incident happened around. So that is another thing that we are trying to, we're a round table of, with journalists we are trying to have. In fact, we have introduced the fellowships to journalists. And we are doing so many different ways, not only locally, but also nationally.
Mm.
Because this is not a local problem. This is a local problem, of course, but it's also a national problem.
Mm.
Because they're fascinated with bigger things.
After Oroville, you will be going to Amritsar next?
We are going to, actually, Priya and some of the people who are part of the CMS Vatavan will be going to China, has invited us. 2 years ago, Korea has invited us to give this model. And then Dubai?
Yeah, Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi was earlier there. So they were all fascinated the way we have, the way we are going around for 12 years. The message is going across that this is perhaps a more sustainable way of bringing all of them on one platform. And reaching out the younger people with the visual media and experts and the common ordinary local people.
So let's go a little bit in that.
Yes.
You have students. You have, like, recently you have done a filmmaking workshop.
Yes.
So you're teaching them skills. You will have maybe some government officials.
What yes. Also, of? There were the minister was there, the secretary was there, and they're from New Delhi. The central government joint secretary concerned with this subject was also here just for attending this.
But what happens? The platform happens, discussions happen. What dynamism then later on is carried forward?
Well, that's the problem. You have correctly nailed the issue. What happens after? You see, it's a very, now, I don't want to name any particular state, but then there are a lot of lobbies. There is a lot of interest, business interests involved in many of these measures, initiatives that are called for locally, in terms of grabbing land, for example, or in the name of tourism,
developing it,
correcting, you know, acquiring, or
well, we've bought ourselves out. All the work that we've done in Oroville, we haven't been able
to make
purchase all of it.
All
it's
of
all
that.
Been pieces.
Somebody else is trying to grab it for creating a hotel. And bigger, maybe, and then, you know.
So, we're very well aware
so
of this problem.
So, this is a problem that we are now working on it. How do we put it in a very simplistic way? Land grabbing in the name of tourism. Tourism, now we are say we are giving a top in importance. But actually, if you really look into the policy, you will understand that it is. But this is not an Indian phenomena. It's a global phenomena. It's a global phenomena. It's not just the Indian government.
No.
It's all over in US, United States.
United States, though. I did
a study when Johnson was the president, along with Martin Luther King. The what they call the urban renewal program, which is supposed to be the largest ever in that country. When we looked into it, we found out the real purpose was to shift out the certain communities out from prime areas and grab
and
the land.
And develop that area.
And you call that urban renewal program. Very good, grand program. So that's a global phenomenon.
Yes.
So, but we need to tackle it. Whether it's a global phenomenon or national phenomenon, the fact is that it affects the future.
As you say, right now we're at the brink of an environmental disaster. Either we're going to survive as a species or not.
Yes.
The question seems to be whether our greed is going to check itself for our own survival or not.
Yes.
It seems to be more, you know,
a dilemma. It's a, the dilemma today is that between the consumerism, the core of it is consumerism. That is, I want to get everything myself.
And disconnected from a whole and
see, this grabbing outlook that the more I acquire, I'll be more comfortable is a misnomer.
But India wasn't like that before.
Yes, absolutely. You said it beautifully. India was not Absolutely. This is the core of the Indian culture. But we have now converted ourselves into a different model. That's where the consumerism has invaded.
The globalization of consumerism.
Globalization and consumerism has invaded the minds of the people. Mm. Acquiring. Eat. You know, this is greed.
Yes.
There's no end in that. Mm. The more you get, the more you want.
And all the Western people originally came to India because it wasn't like that.
Yes, absolutely.
It was quite unique in its understanding
so
of another.
That is the core. The dilemma today is the poor people remaining. We have done some studies in terms of organized sector, unorganized sector women, for example. Their wages, their skill development, for example. Now, one would expect we have more than a decade of economic development, new economic policy. Have they benefited? Have their salaries gone up? Or their skill has gone up? Their respect in the family has gone up? Etc., etc. Both social development indicators, economic development indicators. That's what I said. In that respect, the Pondicherry perhaps is better stands out, relatively. But
even then, Kerala?
Well, Kerala and Pondicherry are contiguous in a way in terms of close up being to nature.
Mm-hmm.
As compared to Haryana or Punjab or Bihar.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow. So, that is one issue, that larger issue, the dilemma of the consumerism and the marketing. The educational syllabus is another area. In fact, one of our team is right now in UK in that regarding. That is, the journalism education is all outdated. It has nothing to do. It is perpetuating the consumerism. Like I mentioned, the newspaper man will write more if you say that more is
sensationalism rather than,
or making people to buy or use
products.
Mm. It's more towards that end rather than conserving. Conserving is not to their interest. The concept of conservation, or conservation means think about tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll put it differently.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's a simplistic way of, because conservation sounds is too big a word.
Yes.
But it is thinking about tomorrow.
Yes.
Think about your own children or your own
grandchildren,
etc. Yes. So that's what it is, conservation is all about, thinking about them. So newspapers are not interested in that. Today you need to eat everything. You need to buy everything. You need not this car, there's a better car. Not this car and that car, but there is a, you know, this is the cycle.
So this is the race.
This is the race. We are in a race. So there are many other institutions in this process are under threat. Schools, government schools are going through are a big threat now. That is a new issue that we are taking up. The government schools, or many of them, are in the prime locations. Because they started 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So now the real estate people, mafia, is trying to grab them using different labels, modern labels. Economic participation, private-public participation is a new...
Yes, it's a new trick.
Yes. So in the process, because this is related to consumerism and that problem that I'm mentioning, this is related to that. Mm-hmm. Because this is adding...
These buzzwords are constantly used for actually less than moral. I quite see it. You have to leave. You're going where after this?
Well, we have a
panel discussion.
A panel discussion of local Pondicherry, Puducherry experts in environment, then some social activists.
This is at Pondicherry University?
Yes. The forum, this is not limited to Pondicherry University. But that is that's where we are holding this.
Okay.
But there are many other people, not only the university. University people will be there too, because they are doing a lot of research there, and there are several insights they could provide. But there are activists are there, journalists also will be there, some youth will be there. So with all of them, we are having a dialogue. That is, where do we go? Like I mentioned earlier, after we go back, they should take on, even if one or two of the issues are taken up, it's good enough.
Yes.
They adds up.
Yes.
So that's what we are trying to do.
Fantastic.
So from here we are going to that conference.
And then from here, and then from that, all over the world, you're going to
We are here in Pondicherry next 3 days.
Okay.
And then Priya and Vasanti and others will go to China. And another group will go to
Amritsar,
Raipur, Agra.
And Gangtok.
And Gangtok.
Wow.
Gangtok is another place. Excuse me. Like Pondicherry. Need to be special focus. Because that has a special environmental standing.
Yeah, profile.
Auroville radio station, I would like to compliment your listeners. They're very fortunate to have such a wonderful radio station doing such a wonderful programs, and they're lucky in that respect that they have people like you who are professional, dedicated, and interactive.
Thank
programs
you, Mr. Rao. Thank
yes.
you very much.
So, I'd like to compliment you.
Thank you very much. And we are going to be applying soon for FM license, which will allow us to
reach out more people.
Reach out much more.
Yes. And but don't get into when you get into FM license or thing, though, don't get into that borrowing programs from others, because FM is another rocket going on in the country. I did just now one study that is the monoply. And they want to dump the programs from Lucknow to Pondicherry.
Yes,
I'm just giving an example.
Yes. No, I know.
Please retain your virtue. Creating local. You have a... Auroville has a model.
Yeah.
Auroville by its very name connotes something demonstrated, something unique, harmonious, integrated. That model need to go up, not taking something there.
Thank you. I thank you for your advice.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best with your program.
Thank you.
It's really a pleasure.
Yes,
really
wonderful.
A pleasure
wonderful
to hear
wonderful.
And meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.